This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
He was playing like a man possessed really the entire year. I mean, the way that he ran the ball, you know, he ran angry. That play that he made on fourth down, it was an unbelievable play for him reaching out like that on fourth down, given the moment. It was a special play made by a special player, you know, and every year that he's been in the league, he's gotten better, and, you know, looking forward to continuing that next year.
It took me half a second to think of what Allen was describing. Like, oh yeah, right, Kansas City. Yeah, right. It would have taken negative half a second had they won.
Oh yeah. There'd be... If they'd won and gone on to win the Super Bowl, maybe we're talking about a statue of him with that hand planted on the ground, reaching the ball out and all the vital parts off the ground. It was an amazing play.
And had that happened, are we just saying yes to whatever?
We're hammered. Yes. Yes. You get a contract and you get, sure, yeah, it's just fine. I don't. That might, I realize the Bills could not afford to do business that way, but any opinion about it that I'd have would be mitigated by I'm not going to kid you. I mean, I don't know that I'd be that worried about much of anything.
Also, it would be a month before it would come up, because we're talking to fans every day about their life experience.
Right, and what was your favorite part of the parade?
What was your favorite play of the year? What was your favorite everything? Favorites?
I want to give Philadelphia some credit. I hate Philadelphia. I hate the Eagles. Good job holding off on the parade until Friday. Those parades, a team wins a championship on the weekend, and it's like Tuesday parade. And like, no one's going to say no to a parade to celebrate your team's championship, but waiting until Friday is just, to me, that's the move. That is a solid play there. More people, just easier to take off. Close the schools, whatever. Like, it's awesome.
I'm glad they didn't put it off until March 8th.
What's March 8th?
I'll be there.
Oh,
and
I see,
it would
yeah.
not be great going yeah. there if the parade was that day. Yeah. I got to say that. So yeah. This is better than that.
Yeah.
Here's David next. Hello, David.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I would definitely, the one thing I will say is I would at least, like, meet him halfway. He's looking at 50. He's saying $15 million. I would at least meet him halfway. The year that he had last year, who knows exactly what his production is going to be every single year moving forward. Definitely going into a new contract. But if he's posting this all like this, I'm kind of like a little bit worried right now. Talking about, like, are we looking at possibly this, like, his brother in his ear, like, hey, you're worth more.
Sure.
Like, because his brother was the same issue, the same problem. He was bouncing team to team to team because he was trying to find that one team that was going to give him that money. And then when he got the money, he played like absolute, basically crap. And he wasn't.
He was old. then, yeah. That's interesting, though. That did happen. Dalvin Cook got a massive contract extension from Minnesota after his rookie deal, or maybe just before it ended like this, possibly. I'm not sure. And not, you know, surprisingly at all, is 3 years or so into it, 2-3 years into it, like, he's not really good anymore. His last year with Minnesota, he had an 80-yard touchdown run here in that Jefferson game. And, you know, he put some numbers up, but then you have, like, the efficiency crowd, like, no, this guy is not worth it. So then it was the Jets. And he last year he was in Dallas, but this year just ended, he was buried in Dallas, I guess. But, yeah, that makes sense, right, that he could be an influence in this. He ended up making – he got that contract from Minnesota. And what happened later is kind of an afterthought at that point. But he did get a contract that James Cook is probably right now expecting from the Bills. It was 5 for 63.
Yeah, I'm trying to like look it up, and I'm not sure like which thing to click to find when the timing of everything. But he went from a rookie contract making just over $1 million in 19, and in 20, his cap hit I see here was $16 million at age 25. And then 2 years after that, he's gone.
Right, he played 2 more years after that.
They just did not want to keep going with it.
They must have taken a big hit.
I would imagine, yeah. I'm sorry.
You'd want to avoid that.
Right, yes.
So it's good to bring up Dalvin Cook, possibly, in this. John is next. Hi, John.
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just want to float this out there, thinking, you know, kind of out loud about this, but you know, maybe you make Cook a cursory offer, half of what he's talking about, probably. See how that goes. If that goes over like a lead balloon, then maybe you let him play out his contract, draft a running back in the draft. And in anyone's universe, the year after is Frank Gore, Ty Johnson, your backfield moving forward. And whoever you draft. Ray Davis certainly included in that mix. So I don't see the urgency to do something here, or even if you draft a guy, is Frank Gore ready to take that next step and maybe become the next James Cook? Or Ray Davis certainly is a dynamic runner. I think we've seen that. Just want to get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I like Davis. I have doubts about whether Frank Gore Jr. is an NFL player. He wasn't drafted, so you might not think so, but he's got a name. And Johnson... It's just going to be...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Back and forth for as long as the situation lingers. And maybe today is when it starts, right? I mean, we just got to the offseason and Cook made a comment. So here we go. I want to look at it like the position is replaceable. If I've got a good line, which I do, and I've got Allen, and plus Allen runs, which helps, I should be able to plug in a running back that I can live with, that I'm happy with. This is kind of the basis for why this year, with Cook breaking runs and piling up touchdowns, I only ever got to, yeah, he's fine. Because that's what the position is to me. I don't need somebody better. I don't even really want somebody better. Because then I got to feed him. That's why I didn't want LeSean McCoy. It's why I didn't want McCaffrey. It's why I didn't want Barkley. I guess put Henry on the list. I have Allen. I don't need that. That's not really going to help me like I think other people might think it will. So that's my attitude about it. And I'd have to be true to that when it comes to Cook. But I would guess that the Bills want to extend him at this point. He's been a big part of their success, especially this year. So I would think that they would want to do that. And maybe the likeliest scenario here by far is a compromise where it's good money, it's a lot for a running back, but not the most, and he can live with it. That probably I would say is, and the Bills have, like we've talked about already today, the Bills have been effective at getting those kinds of deals done. So that would be, I think, the likeliest scenario. If he's difficult about it, not even to say difficult, but just like steadfast, this is what I think I'm worth, then it could get sticky.
Yep.
But I do think, you know, you want to mention Frank Gore Jr., who's a complete guess, Ray Davis, who was fine also as a rookie, Ty Johnson, 20 other guys, 20 other potential rookies in this year's draft, they're all the same to me mostly. Put them in this offense with this quarterback, that line, six linemen on the field so often, I think I'm okay. And so what should that cost me? It shouldn't cost me $15 million.
No, it could cost you as little as a third-round pick in this April's draft, in a draft that's full of all kinds of different running back styles. And it's one of the deepest classes of running backs the draft has had in years. We'll get that definitively confirmed by Chris Trapasso in about 20 minutes or so, but that's how it has sounded even like halfway through the college season. It was reading and sounding like that to me. So that's, you know, that's what James Cook is up against. That's what almost any running back, except for the very top tier elite guys, is up against. The question is, do the Bills want to get in that club and put James Cook in that club? And I mean, they have a team to manage both contractually, right, like managing the cap, but also, how does it, everybody will say, oh, it's business, we understand. Everybody has to go through it. But the year he just had, them getting into what appears to be a fight over a contract with him might not go over great with the team that was all holding hands and singing songs all year long. And so that could that could be something that they have. Well, it should be something they have to consider, how much it weighs to them, you know, meeting him more than halfway, say. I mean, I can't tell you sitting here today, but that's a balance you got to strike because, you know, I think like having the reputation of rewarding your players who've done the work. They're good teammates. They took it seriously. They improved year over year to the point where, again, he looked like just a different, oh, that's too strong, but just the best version of himself I could have ever imagined. I think the first 2 years he was here, I saw him getting caught from behind and thought, I just need one more. I just need a little more. And somewhere, either he got matched up with the right guys at the right moments on the field, or he did enough work to improve just enough in that area to be able to get away from people. And so that's a guy you want to reward, usually. Like, that's the way the world should work, right? I've done the work. My value is evident. And so it's time. Let's sit down and figure this out. And then the running backs don't matter cloud just starts massing and the thunder starts rolling. And you say, okay, what are we going to do here?
Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. I kind of thought we could be talking about this today without the Instagram. I was kind of ready. I've been getting ready for James Cook. We talked to Sal on Monday, and he wrote about running backs. Like, this is going to be the first big conversation. It already was kind of like spotty through the season. Like, what is his value? You know, it wasn't in terms of dollars when it came up during the season, but here he is threatening and then eventually matching the franchise record for touchdowns, and the Bills are winning every week. Like, you know, anytime I said or we said, okay, well, he's good, there was like, what do you mean he's good? What's that great about this? You know, somebody wanted him to be first team all pro, right? Like, that's fans. He's good. That hasn't changed for me. You know, the season happened and maybe he was faster or something, but I think his value to me is about what it was. Maybe it'd have to be a little more. It's not $15 million. 803-0550 for your calls. Chris Trapasso on the draft. We'll have him on regularly through the season starting today. That's coming up in about 15 minutes or a little more. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring training and opening day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.